that would be such a shame. Such a shame to never be able to see how incredible and wise and like remarkable you are, because you are. There's this innate wisdom in you that's just waiting to be woken up and like tapped on and be like, hey, time to go play. Like, we're not gonna teach the world about some cool shit. Let's go. Doing? Welcome to the Empowered Expression Podcast. I am so glad you're here. Hope your week has been fantastic so far. Yes, we're officially Mercury retrograde now. I think it happened like last week. I didn't even realize it was happening until Erin, the behind the scenes admin fairy here at Bigger Than a Brand, who just like makes life so much easier. Oh my goodness. Praise be for Erin. On our last team meeting, she was like, you know, Mercury's retrograde. And I was like, huh, interesting. Because I'd been making a bunch of like strategic decisions in the business and all this stuff. And I was like, okay, I see. So hopefully your Mercury retrograde has been going well. Hopefully in another like month from now, we won't have to rethink all of the strategic decisions we're making over here. We'll find out. But you know, you just go with it. You just ride the wave and you keep going. So before we dive into today's episode, I've got to speak into this because I'm really excited to actually like frame this episode for you. So the episode is about your original and unique perspective in whatever your area of expertise is, whether it is gut health or yoga or self-care, right? Like whatever your unique area of expertise is, you've got an original perspective on it that's like innate, inherent. You've got some like deep wisdom in there. It's just bursting at the seams, ready to come out. And the whole episode is about not robbing yourself of that by muddying the waters with everybody else's opinion and everybody else's way of doing things, and not robbing the world of that, you know, because of these muddy waters situations. And the reason that I'm really excited to frame this conversation for you is because there was a catalyst for it. There was a situation, there was a circumstance in my life that got me all riled up and made me like feel like I had to sit down and record this because it's such an important message and I want to get it out to the world. And as I get a question that's related to how I share this podcast and how I share this message all the time from you guys in the Instagram community and the homies in the Bigger Than a Brand community. And that question is this: Caroline, how can I share a story and share a message that feels really important to share, but part of the story involves other people, or part of it, you know, is sensitive to other people, and I don't either don't want to hurt them, or I don't want to give them power, or whatever. So if you've ever had that experience yourself, I want you to really pay attention to the way that I share the message on this podcast, because yes, there was a catalyst. There was a personal experience that I had in my personal life that made me want to share this message. And the focus is not on the catalyst. The focus is on the message. So this is how you can extract the message from a personal experience. Notice, you guys don't even know what the catalyst, I'm just keep calling it a catalyst, right? Like I'm not even talking about what the experience was that made me want to share, because that's not the focus. The focus is the message. The focus is the message. So I was really hyped to actually come in here and like pre-frame this podcast episode for you, because it's kind of two birds with one stone, right? Like you're getting this really juicy message around originality and being true to your unique essence in terms of like the perspective that you bring to your expertise. And you're also getting this really like cool, tangible example on how to share when there's a personal, story involved that involves other people, and you don't even need to go down that rabbit hole, right? So enjoy the episode. I think you're gonna love it. It's very passionate. You will feel my juju, feel my passion in it. And if you are picking up what I'm laying down, if it is really resonating with you, then by all means, help a homegirl out, share it on your Instagram stories, subscribe, leave a review, spread the word. It helps the podcast grow and it helps more people who need this message get access to it. So if you're digging it, share it with the world. And I'll see you on the other side of the episode. Enjoy! All right, fam. This episode is going to be a little bit different than most. I'm getting on a soapbox. I'm getting on a soapbox here. I was just driving home from the grocery store, and as I was driving home, I could feel my juju rising. I was getting on the soapbox, and I was like, well, as soon as we get home, we just gotta record a podcast, Caroline. So here we are. Okay. The greatest gift that you can give your future, the future of your business, is your own originality. Your own originality. Think about it, right? Like anything that you have experienced firsthand, right? That you've gone through some kind of transformation firsthand, or you've mastered some kind of skill set firsthand, the way that you're going to teach that, the way that you're going to share that with the world, so much more powerful than just parroting and regurgitating what you've learned from other people. You know what I mean? So, like, for example, marketing, like, even though I teach on time-tested principles of marketing, the way that I actually figured out how to do marketing was not from learning it in a program. It was not from learning it, from a podcast. It was being like, all right, there's something missing here. Like, I feel like I'm not connecting with my audience. Fuck everything. I'm just gonna figure out how to do this my own way. And that's what I teach inside of Bigger Than a Brand, is from that energy combined with these like universal time-tested principles that are true in every industry. But because of the experience, the way that it's taught is completely different. You have something that you're here to teach in a way that is completely different than how anyone else is teaching it. You're here to teach it your way, your unique flair, your unique flavor. And if you absorb in all this other information on your unique corner of the universe, right? And what you're here to teach and what you're here to bring originality to, if you absorb every other voice and every other opinion out there about, your special something, you're robbing yourself. And you're robbing the rest of the world, like you're robbing the rest of the world of the contribution that you're here to make. You feel me? You're here to be a bringer of newness. Like, you're here to bring some new way of seeing something into the world, whether it's yoga and the way that have your own personal, unique experience with yoga, or whether it is IBS coaching, gut health coaching, or infertility coach, like, whatever your thing is, you have a unique, an original way of experiencing that. Don't mud it up with other people's experience of that. Right? You feel me? If I had muddied up marketing with somebody else's approach and somebody else's way of teaching it, then I would be no different than them. Bigger Than a Brand wouldn't be what it is. It wouldn't create the transformation it does. Because I wasn't here to do it somebody else's way. I'm here to do it my way. I'm here to do it in the way that it's trying to come through me. And that's what the BTAB fam needs. The people who are going to come to you for your unique magic, They need your unique magic. They don't need Susie's magic. They need your magic. You guys have a soul contract together. You're here to do some motherfucking work to get there. You feel me? You're here to do something together. And yeah, you picking up what I'm laying down? Like, we just went right on in. 6 minutes. Like, okay, we're done. Mic drop. Short episode. But I really wanted to drive that point home because it's so immensely important. So immensely important. Because here's some real. Here's a little bit of real for you. If you are forever, you know, collecting what other people, other original works and, you know, massaging that, turning them from a barbecue to a grill out and then putting them back out into the world, there's always going to be some strong competition and there's always going to be some strong comparisonitis because you're not connected to your core. You're not connected to what you're here to be doing. You know what I mean? You're denying yourself of your own expertise and your own, you know, sense of worth and your own shiny amazingness. You're disconnecting yourself from that. And so you're doing yourself a huge disservice because then you never get to witness yourself in your own brilliance, right? Like, oh God, that would be such a shame. Such a shame to never be able to see how incredible and wise and like remarkable you are, because you are. There's this innate wisdom in you that's just waiting to be woken up and like tapped on and be like, hey, time to go play. Like, we're gonna teach the world about some cool shit. Let's go. You know, and you might have already woken it up. You might already feel the truth of this. But my invitation is to just embrace that part of yourself. Maybe for the first time. Maybe you've already like kind of like, you know, Michelangelo just barely touched fingers. And it's time to like bring it in for a bear hug. But embrace that part of yourself more. Recognize that you are a genius. Recognize that you are your own unique type of genius and brilliance. You are. Otherwise you wouldn't be here. What would be the point? We don't need two of the same. Right? Like, nah. You're here to be you. 100%. Not just in terms of how you show up online, which is, you know, what I'm typically talking about, where I'm like, hey, just be you. Don't worry about what Aunt Susan thinks. Just go do it. Right? Like, yes, that 100%. But also, like, share your, like, trust your own brilliance. Trust your own brilliance. That's my message here, is to trust your own brilliance. And if you have a way of seeing things that is different, and if you talk about things in a way that is different than other people, good, damn straight, talk about it that way, right? Like, that's the point. That's the motherfucking point, is to talk about it that way. We want to hear it your way. Because your way matters, and it's important. Especially when you're passionate about it. Like, fuck. I mean, this right now, right? I'm sure you can feel the passion. And my hope is that it lands in your heart and that you feel it. And you're like, oh, God, the truth. I feel the truth. Right? Imagine. There are so many people out there who would feel the way that you feel now about the words that you have to share. Right? You picking up what I'm laying down? Like the way that you, I mean, at least I hope you feel this way. I assume you do, because when it feels good coming out, generally feels good on the earballs. It sounds so weird and so creepy. But the way that you are resonating with what I am saying now and the way that I'm sharing and like my original perspective on this, there are others out in the world who would feel that exact same way hearing you talk about your unique, special something. Exact same way. because you've got your own original perspective on it. Your you-ness. As I'm sharing this, the little wiggly voice in my head is like, yeah, but sometimes like you do share things from other people, which is true and beautiful, and credit their work, you know? Like, I'm thinking the first thing that's like popping to mind is a podcast that I did like way back in the day where we were talking about the adjacent possible, and the whole podcast was about the adjacent possible and how it applies to the coaching industry. But the adjacent possible as a concept is not my concept, right? I'm crediting the human who came up with that concept. It's a really good podcast episode. It's an oldie. You're gonna have to go back into the archives. It's an oldie but a goodie. And the adjacent possible theory came to be through Stuart Kaufman's book. What was the book? Like Where Innovation Comes From, I think is the title of the book, but it's Stephen Kaufman's book. And it's a great book. I really recommend it. It helps you think really differently. But that is a beautiful thing, being able to take something from another field or another arena, apply it to what you're doing. That's actually exactly what the adjacent possible is about, is like, you know, cross-pollinating fields and stuff like this. But credit the human. And acknowledge that you're bringing it in to merge it with your unique lens and your unique perspective, but you're not just regurgitating and like spitting it back out there, right? So there's the vibe. Shorty, but a goodie. That's all I really feel like is coming out of my mouth right now. Short little podcast. I just needed to share that because it's so important. And it's so important to recognize that when you commit to this journey, it's the long view. You're committing to the long game and the long view, right? And that if you were to build your marriage or a relationship on a bunch of stuff that feels like a little bit out of integrity, by the time you guys were 55, there'd be some shit to deal with. There'd be some poop to wade through, right? I mean, you know, decades of being just, you know, 10 degrees off of the route is going to add up. And you're going to find yourself like way miles off route by the time you get into your 50s or 60s. Business is no different. The way you do things now will echo and amplify. And I don't know about you, but I really want to get to 50s, 60s and be like, damn, I built a really beautiful organization that serves so many beautiful humans from such a clean, crisp, loving place. Fuck yeah. It's a good life. Fuck yeah. I'm proud of this. Right? Like, don't you want to be there? I really want to, like, wow, man, it's going to be so great. I feel that way now already about the business, but I just imagine, like, when I'm 55, like, fuck, it's going to be great. It's going to be, like, you know, that much better. And that's a really, like, giving yourself the gift of that perspective is a goodie. That's a good thing to give yourself. If you want to go further down the rabbit hole of how to do that, a great book that really helped me shift my thinking about the kind of company and the kind of business that I am building is Beyond Entrepreneurship by Jim Collins and Bill Lazier. And they just did a re-release of that book as Beyond Entrepreneurship 2.0 by Jim Collins and Bill Lazier. Last year, they did a re-release. It's geared towards businesses that are probably a little bit larger, you know, like, I don't know, 10 plus employees, but the principles, if you go ahead and start living by the principles now, you'll build a really beautiful legacy. So, yep, those are my thoughts there, BB. I hope you're having an amazing day. And I'm so glad that you tuned into this episode of The Empowered Expression. And if you liked it, if it stirred something in your heart, and if you're like, shit, that's what I needed to hear today, share it on the socials, share it on Instagram in y'all stories, because that helps things. It helps it grow. It helps more people find it. And tag me at caroline.addington_. I always love seeing you guys enjoy the podcast. It brings me so much joy to know that it's landing on ears that are enjoying it. So thank you so much for tuning in, and have a great rest of your day. I'll see you next time.